Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
How's it going, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah coming at you guys, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I am so glad you all are here and listening to this. If you're watching this on any of my video platforms, welcome to all of you, any of you current and new listeners. So excited to have you guys, and also welcome to all of our listeners that are listening to this for the first time on podcast. I am now on different podcasting platforms, so you guys can listen to this instead of just going over and watching the videos. You can still do both, or you can still do it however you want to. Whether you want to watch or listen, you now have the option to. I know y'all are busy. I'm busy too. That's what makes audiobooks so nice. That's why they got so popular, because everybody could just listen and not have to actually worry about reading a book. So yes, I'm on podcasting out, and you can find all the links and everything in the descriptions below, wherever you're watching this at, and you'll be able to go over and find those. So that's just a little something new popping in there. But anyways, wherever you're listening from, however you're listening or watching or both, love all you guys and super excited to have you. Okay. So now today's episode, I got this idea actually from David and Stacey Whited of the Flyover Conservatives. Super great people. I've gotten to meet them a few times. Super, super sweet people. Really great show. FlyoverConservatives.com. FlyoverConservatives.com. Okay, if you want to go listen to them, they're really great to listen to. Have a lot of great guests. But one of their shows recently was one about the Truman Show, asking if the current president is the Truman Show president. And I liked that idea because I hadn't actually thought as much about the parallels between that movie and what's happening. And actually, that movie was a parallel off of a Twilight Zone episode, but I'm going to go in and share with you guys on my screen a little bit about that. A lot of you probably already know about that movie. Probably a lot of you came out back in 98, I believe. Mm-hmm, 98, okay. Obviously, I know it's got Jim Carrey, very popular and stuff. Anyways, so, okay, the whole premise, well, before I start in that, with everything that's been going on in the news, with Afghanistan, the awful situation that's going on over there, and just a lot of things, whether it has to come down to these mandates that we're facing, or that different entities and businesses and all that are facing, There's a lot of divisiveness out here in it, and just a lot of people are very up in arms about it, and getting more so. But the interesting thing and the parallel between this movie and maybe some of what we're seeing is, could it be pantomime? Now, I don't know whether it is one way or the other, but could it be? I don't know. But the whole premise of The Truman Show, starring Jim Carrey and Ed Harris and other people, on here on Google, you can just Google it and see what the whole premise is. I've never actually seen the movie. I just know what the movie's about. And I'll just actually read it off of the screen, what it says here is the bio. He doesn't know it, but everything in Truman Burbank's life is a part of a massive TV set. Executive producer Christoph orchestrates The Truman Show, a live broadcast of Truman's every move captured by hidden cameras. Christoph tries to control Truman's mind, even removing his true love, Sylvia, from the show and replacing her with Meryl. As Truman gradually discovers the truth, however, he must decide whether to act on it. Now, that sounds kind of a little bit scary, doesn't it? The even scarier, well, not really scarier, but the show, this movie was actually based off of a Twilight Zone episode a Twilight Zone episode called A World of Difference. And if you go look at the synopsis of that, it's very similar. What it is this man finds out that he's part of a movie set. He's on a production set and everything, are all actors. But he still believes he's that character because he's been in that set for so long. All of you who've seen Twilight Zone know it always goes around like really, really weird storylines. I mean, you all know that. It all goes around like really, really weird storylines. And really weird stuff happens. That's why it's called the Twilight Zone. But A World of Difference was what, in part, the Truman Show was based off of when that movie came out. And all of it is centered around the fact that somebody is put into a situation where they believe they are a certain character, have a certain persona, and have a certain authority or power, and then everybody around them acts like they do, even though in reality that's not. It's similar to the whole Plato in the cave theory. It's like when you're in that cave for so long, you believe that the reflections, the object on the screen that you're seeing are reality, when in fact they're not. It's the similar thing here. I don't know where A World of Difference came from, the idea for it, where the creators of the Twilight Zone, where it came from. Not really for sure, but it probably did have something to do or came from some area of the whole Plato and the cave theory. And with this whole thing with Joe Biden in the quote-unquote presidency, it is making people wonder who's necessarily in charge. Now, you're probably thinking things like shadow presidency or whatever. But these movies do make you think, because these movies have been made and somebody did get ideas like this. And usually ideas like this are put into motion at some stage. Movie is usually, in a sense, some type of reality, in a sense, or is made usually into some type of reality. It comes from a place, at least a point of reality. So with this administration, is that what we're seeing? This current quote-unquote administration, for those of you listening on podcasts, like I said, I'm doing the thing with my fingers. For the situation we're currently in, is this some of what we're seeing? I don't know. But I do find it interesting that a lot of these people who are like in the same movies, people like Jim Carrey and all that, but that these movies and shows have been made and this idea has already been implanted into the minds of people. And then some of what we're seeing is ironic. We're just seeing things that don't make sense. And is that what we're seeing? This whole episode, like I said, it's the first one for all of you in podcasting, listening to. If you want to go back and watch my previous episodes, you can. But my whole show, question the narrative. Always question the narrative. And I say that because the narrative is not necessarily always wrong. It's not necessarily always wrong. But what are you going to, if you don't question it, what are you going, even when it is correct, what are you going to do when it comes along and turns out it is incorrect? You're not going to have the skills or the critical thinking to be able to think and to be able to realize that it's not real. So always question the narrative. Never believe everything you're told. Never out of the gate always believe everything you're told, because you're just gullible then after that point. So like I said, David and Stacy Whited, flyoverconservatives.com. Like I said, great, great show. Listen to it. But like I said, their episode that they did in the past few weeks of that is Biden, the Truman Show president. I don't really know. But it is an interesting similarity to some of what, you know, that we're seeing. So I don't really know, guys, but time will tell. This is your friendly neighborhood patriot, Hannah, signing off. So glad you guys were here to listen today. I'm going to be back again very soon. See you guys. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.